This podcast is brought to you by Voice and Vision, bringing help, hope, and healing to individuals, families, and communities affected by mental illness, addictions, and disabilities in southeastern Pennsylvania. Financial support for this podcast is provided by a Veterans Trust Fund grant from the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Welcome to Untold Valor, a podcast with a unique focus on veterans, featuring stories of courage, recovery, perseverance, and strength. Listen to hear veterans share their perspectives on what it's like to battle mental health challenges, combat addictions, and overcome other adversities unique to those who have served.
Welcome back into another episode of Untold Valor. We're going to be talking with a special guest this week on the podcast. We're going to be talking with Roy Ramon, who's going to spend a little time with us and share his story, his time in the service, along with CompuCorps, and share some of that information with us as well. Of course, Reverend Ben is back here with me to chat on this episode also. So let's kick it off with Roy. Welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So Roy, tell us why you actually enlisted in the service to begin with.
Well, I was young and the judge gave me a choice, military or jail.
That used to happen quite a lot. Yeah.
Absolutely. It used to happen a lot, and yeah. I wish they would bring that back because it's a good choice because it changed my life. I actually joined the Navy in 1980, November 1980, and then I was in for 6 years. I got an honorable discharge in June of 86, and then while I was in, I was a shipboard service, a barber.
Oh, okay.
I was a shipboard barber as part of S3. I always tell everybody it's the easiest and cushiest job in the military. Only people that I ever seen in the barbershop were people that the captain sent down to see me.
I gotcha. So, yeah, so if they didn't want to come down, so he sent them down, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. So, Reverend Ben, come on, jump on in here with us and talk with us a little bit.
Well, Roy, that sounds like a job that would involve you to see everybody because you was in everybody's head. But what any trauma? Did you experience any trauma while in the military, while in the service?
I did. I was on Liberty, and I was sexually abused while I was over in Italy. So that really messed with me. And then actually being 6'5" and in the Navy, I have a traumatic brain injury from hitting my head. I tell everybody that I'm bald because hair doesn't grow on scar tissue.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that as far as that trauma that you experienced, Roy. What kind of treatment support did you receive, and what did you find helpful in that kind of situation?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm like a lot of veterans. I didn't seek any help.
Mm, yeah.
I self-medicated with alcohol, and it wasn't until 2009 that I decided that I really needed to get some help, and I was introduced to the VA service, Veterans Affairs, and it was in 2009 that I actually asked for help. So I had many a years of pure hell trying to do things on my own, which I couldn't do. So I finally asked for help in 2009, and I was able to go through a rehab here in Butler, PA. We started working on my alcoholism, but the best thing about it, they were working on my mental health at the same time. It was a blessing for me to just be able to get the help that I needed, get the correct medication, and not relying on alcohol or other street substances. Mm. Because I used to call myself a garbage can. If it was mind altering, I would take it.
Roy, let me ask you. You said you received help for the addiction, for the alcoholism, but did you ever speak to anyone about what happened to you while in the service? Did you ever get to the root of the problem?
I did with a sponsor. I wasn't going to share it with the VA because one thing, I didn't want the VA to know that they're government. So I didn't want to... I couldn't bring myself to say anything to them at the time. Today, 13 years later, I don't have a problem speaking about my issues.
Hmm. You know, Roy, if we can circle back for a second, you talked about the stigma or whatever, you know, being a veteran and being in service and just not wanting to address the issue. which is many of our veterans go through, right? I mean, sometimes there's just whatever you want to attach to it, whatever kind of feeling, whether it's being you know, macho or whatever the case might be, or just not needing help. What were some of the barriers, you know, that you just were recognizing within yourself to getting that treatment or that help? Because it is tough sometimes to face our own, I guess, internal demons, right, in order to ask for help.
Right. Well, it was back in like 2005, I decided to attempt suicide. And thank God it didn't work, but I just couldn't deal with it anymore. The family was coming down because of me being my addictions to alcohol and drugs. I just said, screw it. I'm going to disappear. They don't have to worry about me no more. And then after being locked up in the hospital, they did medicate me a little bit at the hospital after I was 302'd. But whenever I got out, I knew I had to change. If I didn't change, and then I still was saying, well, I can do it on my own. I don't need to go and tell anybody my issues. I could deal with it my own. And then it was another 5 years of hell. It wasn't until I moved from California out here to Pennsylvania that my wife decided that she was going to take my son and leave me. And it's a funny story how I actually got the help. I'll go there. Okay.
Yeah, please.
So what happened was is in 2009, my son, my alcoholism was so bad that my son, he was outraged. His rages were getting so bad that the school made it to where we had to have a worker come into the house, a psychiatrist come into the house and work with my son. Oh,
he was lashing out as well?
Yes. And so whenever I was laying on the couch and I had my bottle of Jim Beam there drinking, and she was like, you know, this is all your fault. And it's like, I don't even need to listen to you guys or you, you know. And I jumped in my truck and I was heading to the bar and I backed right into her nice, shiny black Jaguar.
Oh.
And she told me that if I went and went to a rehab the next day, she wouldn't press charges. She wouldn't call the police. She wouldn't do anything. She'll say she got hit in the parking lot, which she was in the parking lot. So I went to a place out here in Aliquippa called Gateway Rehab, and I couldn't relate with anybody there. All these kids, you know, I was already 47 at the time and couldn't relate with these kids. So I ended up saying, I can't relate with this new drugs that are out there and these kids that don't know anything about alcohol. And my counselor said, you're a veteran. Why don't you check with the Pittsburgh VA? They have a good program there. And that's where my life began. I went to the Pittsburgh VA. I did a 21-day program down there where they made sure that I didn't die from alcohol withdrawals. And then I was afraid to go home because I knew I'd drink again. And so I asked them if they had a long-term program. They said they had a 30-day program in Butler, and would I like to go? And I had to do an interview with Butler, and I ended up going to Butler. At this time, this was in November 2009, I was 6'5", 147 pounds. I was sick. And so it was I went to Butler. It was a 30-day program, but I ended up staying there for 5 months. While I was in rehab, I ended up getting a divorce. My wife filed for divorce. She got it. I wasn't fighting it. And I just jumped into recovery here in Butler. My sponsor, the first thing that he worked with me was my selfishness, and put me to work at helping others. And, you know, that to me, that is, it takes the problem out of my head and puts somebody else's problems for me to help solve, which is actually solving my problems.
That's so amazing. Yeah.
My sobriety date is November 6, 2009, by the way. By God's grace, I haven't had to have any mind-altering drugs. But I was working at a bleach company up here, and because when I was in the dorm, that's what they call it, domiciliary, here in Butler. I hit my head in the basement and it compressed my C5 and C6 disc in my neck. And that re-triggered my TBI, made it a lot worse. I have very little short-term memory. And so I was able to, I was homeless because I was divorced. Wife took my house. She took everything because I was in rehab. I was divorced. And so I was homeless. And so I went through a homeless program through the Butler County here. And my life has just been doing nothing but growing. It's a pleasure to be alive today because the best medicine for myself at this time is helping somebody else is the best medicine for myself. And so today I'm actually getting to use my experience at being homeless, working with the services throughout Butler County. I'm able to do intensive homeless case management today with families with children, single individuals, helping them get the services they need, help them find apartments to move in, assist on moving them in with funding. It's just my life is a full circle and it's a blessing today. I also run another program here in Butler called Butler County Veterans in Need. And it's another 501c3, which is we have a warehouse that we go out and we pick up donated furniture. So any veteran like myself that was coming out of the domiciliary without any furniture and they get an apartment, we furnish their entire apartment for them.
That's amazing.
We furnish it, no charge to the veteran. And so that keeps me busy also. I know whenever I first got my first apartment, I didn't have anything. I would go to the flea market, pick up a dresser here. If I see somebody on Facebook giving away a bed, I'd go get it.
Right.
So we decided to have this one-stop shop. A veteran comes in and picks out whatever he wants out of the warehouse to furnish his apartment. So that's another thing. And then in 2013, I was asked by the Mental Health Association here in Butler. They have a program called CompEer. And I was asked in 2013 if I would start a veterans program. And so actually, I was hired on in December 2013. And in 2014, we launched the CompEer Core program in Butler County.
Well, that's amazing, Roy. Thank you so much for sharing your story and just how far you've come and how you've kind of turned things around. And actually, you started to talk a little bit about CompEer Core. I want to actually have you back on to talk more about that and what that's all about. So stay tuned for another episode. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, Untold Valor, to catch more stories from veterans and what their experiences were like, and also how to get help, you know, and sometimes just asking and reaching out for help is the hardest part, but there's so many options out there, and that's what the podcast is all about. So make sure that you subscribe to the show, and we will be back with more episodes, and tune into the next one where Roy will join us to talk about what CompEer Core is. You've been listening to Untold Valor by Voice and Vision. We hope you found the information and resources discussed today helpful. As always, thank you for listening and for your support. Remember to stay connected with us through our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Don't forget to visit the website, voiceandvisioninc.org. That's voiceandvisioninc.org, where you can sign up for our blog and find free resources and information on upcoming events, webinars, workshops, and get support. You can also access our free help and hope guide for individuals and families struggling with substance use and addiction. If someone you know is struggling, please reach out for help because you and your life matter. Remember, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available to you at any time by dialing 988. We are all ambassadors of hope and recovery. And if you want to share your story, please contact us. Compere Corps is also looking for veteran mentor volunteers and veteran participants. To find out more information about Compere Corps, please call 610-541-0790. That's 610-541-0790. You can find all the links and contact information for the resources mentioned on today's episode by checking the description and the show notes section of your app. Thank you again for tuning in and for your support. Until next time, this has been Untold Valor.